Blog Talk Radio.
Good Thursday morning, everybody, and you are tuned in to At the Quarter Pole. At the Quarter Pole, I am Eddie the Hat, and I will be taking us solo for the next 30 minutes. Thank you for tuning in, and a quick reminder that we're brought to you each and every race day by horseracing-selections.com. And if you haven't had an opportunity, at all or lately, visit the website and go ahead and sign up. We have a lot of different packages for everybody, a low daily rate, and deep discounted multiple day rates. Also, within the next couple days, we'll have our Santa Anita meat package, which is up, which you get all the race days, our horse racing report plus selections for the entire Santa Anita meet. And I want to remind everybody that even if you don't go to the races every single day, or bet the races every single day. It's kind of hard to go to the races right now. But if you are a frequent player via the internet and you like to know what's going on out there, this is the package. It's deep, deep, deep discounted. And you get all the racing action out at Santa Anita. So look for that within the next couple of days. Also, sign up while you're on the website. Sign up for our free horse racing newsletter, which goes out every Thursday, and we have horses to watch. And, it's our horse to watch list, which is the horses that we go over on our Sunday night podcast at the Wire. And you just get a hard copy of those horses, plus all sorts of information, news, and noteworthy info. That's on our free horse racing newsletter. Sign up on the website, and you'll get 15% off your first purchase. So it's a win-win. Horseracing-selections.com, that's where it's at. Sad news, I'm sure everybody has heard. Bob Hess, Sr., passed away the last few days. An unbelievable horseman. We seem to be losing a lot of them, folks. As these guys obviously, get older, things happen. Unfortunately, we lost Bob to COVID, complications with COVID. Just a really, really good horseman all around, with all sorts of different horses that he trained. And, of course, he's passed on his knowledge and his skills to his son, Bob Hess Jr., and we just want to wish the Hess family condolences and our sympathies. He was a good guy. I have had the pleasure of meeting his son, but never got the opportunity to meet the elder, Bob, but from what I understand, he was a great guy and very, very easy to deal with, and that's what you like to hear in anything, any walks of life. Somebody who's willing to help out others, help them get started and whatnot, and that was certainly the case with him. So rest in peace, Bob, and condolences to your family. You'll be missed. As far as the week of racing, yes, we start another week. And today, isn't it nice to have Thursday racing back? Yeah, we're only going to have it back for two Thursdays, this afternoon, and then the 17th, and of course, LoSalle will close their doors on their little mini meet on the 20th, and then racing resumes out of Santa Anita. As usual, December 26th. And I got to tell you, even though fans aren't out there and most of the media is not allowed out there, I got to tell you, still, it brings excitement. Just knowing that Santa Anita is coming back with their winter-spring meet, because it's a doozy. You know, the Big Cap, the Santa Anita Derby, hopefully things are going to start getting back to some sort of normalcy, and we'll get the vaccine out, and things are going to start looking up. I can't wait to get back out to the track. I've told everybody, if you had told me last year at this time that I wouldn't be at the racetrack starting in March, around March of 2020, I will have looked at you, and the first thing out of my face or out of my mouth would have been, what am I going to die? It's been difficult, and for a lot of other people too, not just me. But anyway, hopefully we'll be able to get back out there before the meet concludes, because that is something. Grabbing a cup of coffee, going to Clocker's Corner, going to the backside, talking to the jockeys, the trainers, the agents. Yeah, just it's been sorely missed. So anyway, let's get back to business at hand, which is today's card at Los Alamitos. First post today, 1 p.m. First post tomorrow, Friday, 1 p.m. And then Saturday and Sunday, 12:30 p.m. And of course, that is Pacific time. If you like the Super High Five, there's just a little bit of a added incentive for you in the Super High Five, which goes as the eighth race today. There is a Super High Five carryover in the amount of $7,911.68. Now, that doesn't sound like a whole heck of a lot. It is. I wouldn't mind somebody giving me $7,900. But what it does is, when you get a carryover, any carryover, it gets people enthused. It gets them pumped. And they'll say, oh, God, there's a carryover. Well, I'll take a shot. So what it does is it increases the handle, the purse, of that particular bet, and that's going to be the case today. So even though it's $7,900, when all is said and done, people chasing that $7,900 is going to create some buzz, and it's going to create a larger than what would be normal pool. So keep that in mind. Good luck if you are so inclined to put in a ticket for the Super High Five. Again, carryover $7,911.68. Okay, let's take a walk down to the paddock and give you the updated jockey and trainer standings as they are through today. And this segment is brought to you by GMV Art for all your graphic design and illustrator needs. GMV Art offers custom commission pieces as well as a wide array of artistic products. You can contact them on Instagram at GMV_art, or visit their website at giovannivellis.com, GIOVANNIVELIS.com. Tell them the hat sent you. All right, as we said on our Sunday show, when we gave you, if you missed it, that's okay. You're excused. You're here this morning. We're not surprised that Alexis Centeno is leading the way, the apprentice rider. The kid's got some talent. And, he's riding winners, and he's going to continue to ride winners. And what this is going to, I think, enable Alexis to do is build some confidence, and I think you're going to see his business at Santa Anita Increase, and I think he's going to have a good Santa Anita meeting. Anyway, he has currently got four wins from 13 mounts, hitting at 31%. Drayden Van Dyke with three wins from four mounts, 75%. Abel Cedillo with three wins from 15 at 20%. Juan Hernandez, 3 for 12, 25%. And Ricardo Gonzalez, three wins from 14 mounts at 21%. Trainers, Peter Miller leads the way. Well, they all have two. And let's, Peter Miller, two wins from seven starters, 29%. Jonathan Wong, 2 for 9 with 22. Andrew Lerner, 2 for 3, 67%. Hector Palma, 2 for 6, 33%. And Patricia Harrington, 2 for 3, also at 67%. And couple with one, but we'll highlight them when they get to the two, when they get to the twosies, as we'll say. And congratulations to everybody who just had their name mentioned, because you're having a pretty good meet right now at Los Alamitos. And don't forget, it's a Thursday, but racing resumes 1 o'clock today. Wouldn't it be nice if Santa Anita went to a Thursday through Sunday? I know, we're spoiled. We're lucky that they're even running at all. And because of management being able to keep everybody safe and doing the right things with the protocols, that is possible. But, you know, I want to kind of get, you know, I want to grab a little more. It's like going into the candy jar and saying, okay, I'm going to only take one, but you always end up leaving with two. That's what I want. I want Thursday through Sunday. Remember the good old days when we had Wednesday through Sunday at Del Mar? We had Wednesday through Monday. The only dark day at Del Mar was Tuesday. And the entries were packed, all sorts of entries. People were just, you know, climbing in off the, you know, coming out from under the rocks, entering horses, and the good old days, as I like to refer to them. Let's hope Thursday through Sunday at Santa Anita. That would be nice. That would be nice. But I'll take Friday through Sunday, too. All right, a couple of things happening out at the Great Race Place at Santa Anita. And I always like to say that, the Great Race Place, because to me, truly, it is. That's where I grew up, literally, out in the infield in junior high, betting horses to show. And then I'd get my bankroll up and I'd say, well, you know what, let's try an exacta. Let's try playing the exactas. And back then, they were $5 minimum. So unlike now where you can play an exacta for $1, they were $5 minimums, and they only were offered in the 5th, 7th, and 9th race. Yeah, think about that. All right, a couple of good things that are happening out at Santa Anita. First of all, I want to remind everybody that since we can't go out on opening day, one of the things that struck me, I think it was still 2 or 3 weeks ago, is, oh, what about the wall calendars? Yeah. What about those wall calendars that are hung in every room in my house? I give them to friends and family, people that might not even go to the racetrack. They know what's going on at Santa Anita. And why? Because of the wall calendar. I'll get calls from people that I never thought were race fans, and they'll call me up and they'll say, hey, you going out on Big Cat Day? And I'm like, huh? Excuse me? Yeah, I'm looking at my calendar, and this Saturday is Big Cat Day. So great, great marketing. They're not stupid folks out there at Santa Anita. They got a great product, and they use it to their benefit, obviously, and to attract families and all sorts of people to go to the track. But how are we going to get them this year? Well, you know what? That was kind of bothering me a little bit. Until I read the press release And here's the deal, and this is not a bad deal. The calendars were offered with paid admission. So you think, well, okay, I'm going to have to pay, you know, if you're going through the clubhouse, you're going to pay $10, or, you know, if you're going through general admission, $5 or $6 or whatever it is. The calendars are going to be available online this year. Starting tomorrow, you can go to the website, santaanita.com/calendar, and you can purchase the calendars for $5. And, of course, they're going to charge you for shipping. But, hey, that's not that big a deal. But anyway, $5, you get a wall calendar, and the proceeds are going to benefit the Foothill Unity Center, which is based in nearby Monrovia. And the Foothill Unity Center provides food distribution and other services to people in crisis in the San Gabriel Valley. Well, hey, that's not bad, is it? You're going to get your calendar, and you're going to help out a charitable cause. It's a win-win, and you can bet your bottom dollar the hat's going to be on there tomorrow when the website opens Friday, and I'm going to be ordering some calendars and get them up on the wall, and, well, it's kind of a sense of normalcy, isn't it, to have the wall calendar hanging on the wall? That's the way I'm thinking. Anyway, take advantage of that because that's a great a win-win for everybody. I was thinking when I saw the release, I'm thinking, oh boy, okay, they're going to be $14.95 or they're going to be $17.95, and I still would have bought them because I have to have one. But $5 and it goes to charity, done deal. All right, and again, santaanita.com/calendar. All right, that's going to do it for the first 15 minutes of the show. We're going to take a quick timeout. I'm going to refresh my coffee, and I hope that you refresh that adult beverage of choice that I know you're sipping on. Come on, you don't need to fool me. It's okay. And we're going to be right back with more at the quarter pole. Don't go far away. December 10th, getting closer to Christmas, and want to wish everybody out there a happy holiday season. After Christmas, of course, then we hit New Year's, and you know what the good thing about New Year's is it's 2021. We get rid of 2020, thank God, and hopefully 2021 may start out kind of sucky, but as time progresses, we'll get through everything that we're going through and be able to do the fun things in life again, like go to the track, grab a couple of beers, corned beef sandwich, ham on rye, whatever, some coffee, Cokes, lemonade, whatever we do, and go out to the paddock, light up a cigar, watch the horses, you know, all the things that are fun, and let's keep our fingers crossed. Don't forget, order your calendars tomorrow, starting tomorrow. santaanita.com/calendar. And, hey, they make, you know, I'll tell you what, if you need to buy a Christmas present for somebody that might not, there's some really cool pictures on these calendars every year. And I'm going to tell you something, they look like they're worth a lot more than $5. So, anyway, hop on it. All right, another good thing happening at Santa Anita. And, of course, the big thing is that they open on the day after Christmas. But they're doing a program which should be luring horsemen, and it already is. It's called the Sunshine Bonus. And what this does is it's kind of like what Del Mar has been doing for the last several meets. And this out-of-state horses that come to Santa Anita, they get a bonus. First of all, they get, and let me read the press release from Mike Willman, the director of publicity at Santa Anita. The Sunshine Bonus provides significant incentives, including an immediate payment of $3,000 to the owner of any eligible horse making their first start at Santa Anita this upcoming meet. And not a bad thing, because, you know, we all know that purses in California are down compared to other parts of, the United States. A lot of the other tracks, a lot of the other states have slots. We don't have that here, unfortunately, in California. But this is a good way to kind of garner a little bit of attention for the horsemen that come here to California. And let's face it, even though California is, December, it's, the winter, spring months, it sure beats the heck out of some of the other weather conditions in other parts of the country. So that also is an incentive. And, of course, when you dangle money in front of somebody, that's the incentive of all incentives. So congratulations to the track management for, garnering and getting some enthusiasm, because we certainly need that in California. Also, of course, we've talked about the new turf chute that's going to be unveiled, which is getting a lot of attention from horsemen, jockeys, and that's going to be unveiled on opening day on the 26th. And still no word on bringing back the downhill, the 6.5 downhill turf. That course is only going to be used for the turf marathons coming down the hill, the 1.25 mile and 1.5 mile races. And unfortunately, it looks like the 6.5 furlongs have been lost for another meet. But we're still holding out hope that someday they'll bring that very unique race back to us, and we'll be able to watch horses coming down the hill again. Okay, let's jump ahead now. We're going to be talking, obviously, about Saturday's card on Saturday. Yeah, figure that. On our show on Horse Racing Today, which airs Saturday from 8 to 8:30 a.m. But let's go ahead and just get a little bit of a teaser on the feature race on Saturday, a mile on the dirt, the Soviet Problem, $100,000 event for two-year-olds that are Golden State eligible California bred or California sired fillies. And from the rail out, we have Mucha Woman with Eswan Flores, Super Game, Drayden Van Dyke, Dylan's Wildcat, Flavian Pratt, Governor Got Even, Tiago Pereira, Miss Glorious, Giovanni Frankel, Sensible Cat, Juan Hernandez, We'll Take a Kiss, Tyler Bays, Westward Breeze, Umberto Rispoli, Love Wins, Abel Cedillo, I'm So Anna with Ricky Gonzalez, and drawn outside on the also list is Eddie's New Dream with Mario Gutierrez. That is Saturday's feature, the Soviet Problem. And again, we'll be going over that race and the weekend card on Horse Racing Today, Saturday morning from 8 to 8:30 a.m. Pacific. All right, let's get you the free play today. We don't have to wait long. Comes in the first race in the form of Sybil's Kitty. Tyler Bays is riding back for Kristen Mulhall, and Kristen Mulhall knows how to train. Her father was Dick Mulhall. She's kind of a a low, under-the-radar type of trainer. Doesn't start a whole heck of a lot. She's got, I think, well, you know, a medium-sized barn, but when she does, her horses run well and they're fit, and she takes good care of them. So if you ever see a Kristen Mulhall trainee, give it another look, because she knows what she's doing. She's had 49 starters this year so far in 2020, 11 wins, hitting at a 22% clip. And I'll tell you, in my opinion, if you're hitting over 15%, you know what you're doing. And Kirsten's hitting at 22, so that tells you right there. Also like the fact that Tyler Bays is sticking with this daughter of Tale of the Cat. Showed an improved run in her last race, and looks to me on paper to be sitting on a big effort here. Richard Baldhaus trained her on October 9th, and she had her first start for Kirsten, and it was an improved run. So if she continues her improving pattern, we think that Sybil's Kitty in the first race is going to be tough to deal with, and we're suggesting a couple of bucks in the first race today at Los Alamitos, Sybil's Kitty, win in place. And that's going to do it for us this morning. Thank you for tuning in and joining us. A reminder that we'll be back with you on Saturday morning for Horse Racing Today from 8 to 8:30 a.m. Pacific. And then we're going to close out the week as we normally do on Sunday night with At the Wire from 8 p.m. until 8:15 p.m. Pacific. We'll give you some horses to watch, horses that had trouble, and horses basically on our horse to watch and right out of our trips and trouble notes notebook. So don't forget. All right, there's only one thing left to do. That's to cash some bets today at Los Alamitos. First post is at 1 p.m. Visit us at horseracing-selections.com. Order your horse racing report plus selections. And we'll be talking to you again Saturday. Until then, have a great rest of your Thursday. Cash some bets today, would you?